Yes.
So, may I ask one last question? I don't mind going. I'm actually...
We're happy to hear you.
All right.
We just don't think it's a good idea to call it your last.
Oh, I understand. It probably isn't my last, but all right. But for today, it really is my last. I'm a respectful person. I just wanted to know, let's say, in terms of identity, we are here on Earth, and then we pass on. When we pass on, let's say, my whoever I am, this source that makes me be exactly the way I am, you know, with my DNA and with my family, with my culture, and with my inner source that makes me look at the world in my very unique, particular way. Does that become part of this stream of consciousness that you're also part of? Or do I, in my next lifetime, which I believe I will come back to, will I be the same person starting afresh? In other words, will that eccentric me always be, or is there absolutely no identity in terms of this, you know, super consciousness that we're participating in?
You said some key words. This unique you that is your inner being expressing. In other words, as you are in vibrational harmony with your source and allowing your source to reflect through you in this unique way, then you are in your body out here on the leading edge, a sort of pure version of your source energy. Let's say that you have 10 lifetimes, and it doesn't matter if you want to think of them in terms of linear fashion. In other words, I come and I die and I come and I die and I come and I die. It's all right. That's really not the way that it is, but let's picture it in that way. I have 10 lifetimes. And if in each of those lifetimes I somehow learned how wonderful I am, and I was taught by those around me, or I came to the point of learning how to find thoughts that feel good, so that I allowed the pure essence of who I am to flow through, you would discover very specific personality traits showing up in each of those lifetimes. And others, if they could know you in all 10 lifetimes, would find you to be very much the same person, because you would be source energy reflecting, and these are the kinds of things that they would say about you, no matter what country you were born in, no matter what the circumstances around you were, no matter what the current inventions were, no matter what the current status of life of the society was. These are the things that would be said about the 10 yous that people knew. Very happy person, very easy to be with, very expressive, very life-giving. I feel good when I'm around this person. Eager for life, passionate about what attention is turned to. Things come easily, moments pass easily, tremendous amount accomplished, huge success, most joyful person I know. And when you think about it, those kinds of attributes can be reflected in all kinds of endeavors. In other words, whether you see a happy artist or a happy musician or a joyous mother or a happy farmer, in other words, it does not matter so much the activity that they are using to mine as their reason for their exaltation in this moment. It's the joy that they are exuding that is what they are really about, you see. You use the word eccentric, and from that, we would say particular, someone who defines with precision what is preferred and finds a way to hold themselves in vibrational compliance with that so that they are living uniquely that. We would call it a picky person. We would call it a particular person. We would call it a deliberate person. We would call it a deliberate creative person. We would call it a leading edge person. And we would say it is the true nature or essence of who you are. Yes. We also want to say to you that when you leave this physical form and your consciousness returns fully to the inner you, that the physical you that has lived in this body will continue to be always. That essence is always vibrationally accessible by others and by the broader you. As Esther is standing here in this moment, enjoying her own body, enjoying her own vocabulary that she has accumulated, enjoying her own association with physical earth, with physical things, with buildings and friends. As she allows this broader consciousness to flow through her, Esther is not the dominant vibration that is happening here. Abraham is, which is a collective consciousness that goes far beyond Esther and Esther's inner being. And so what we are saying to you is, not only will you not be the focused you in your personality, you won't even be the focused you or the inner being of the focused you. You don this broader perspective that is ultimately more satisfying. And from that place of connection, from that place where you could choose any aspect to give your attention to, we promise you there is never any feeling of shortage. There's never any feeling of yearning. Oh, I just want to be the girl that lived in that town, that had that husband, that had that life. There's never any of that feeling, because in any moment you want to go there, you can achieve that vibration and go right there. There are no limitations when you are non-physically focused. The only difference that we ever want to talk about between you when you are non-physically focused and you when you are physically focused is that when you are non-physically focused, you have mastered control of your thought. So you don't go to that place that does not feel good. That is only a human condition. So when you die, you withdraw your consciousness from here, and you leave behind all doubt and worry and fear and any of those thoughts that were muting the fullness of who you really are, you see. And who you really are will live on eternally and will be reflected in lifetime after lifetime. And what you see in people as they are living in their physical bodies is not this linear climbing up the rungs of a ladder hoping to prove themselves worthy. It's just different circumstances where different people are mining the life that is before them in different ways. And in some cases, they are resistant to the well-being that is natural, and sometimes they are allowing it. But it is not a linear thing. It has to do with what you're doing right here, right now, in this moment. That's why someone who's lived in exaltation in life so much so that you have statues all over the planet in reference to who you are could be bummed out so much in this moment that they believe that there's no possible way of getting into a place of feeling good, even though you are the same energy having a different experience and managing your consciousness differently now. So when you say, am I an angel, we say, you mean now, you mean now, you mean now, you mean now, because it's a variable from moment to moment depending upon what you are allowing yourself to reflect or not. Good.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Third row, right here. Yes.